simple and inexpensive foods. To many and different places the Lord will give intelligence in regard to health foods. He can spread a table in the wilderness. Health foods should be prepared by our churches who are trying to practice the principles of health reform. But as surely as they should do this, some would say that they are infringing on their rights. But who gave them wisdom to prepare these foods? The God of heaven. That same God will give wisdom to his people in the different countries to use the productions of these countries in preparing health foods. In simple, inexpensive ways, our people are to experiment with the fruits and grains and roots in the country in which they live. In the different countries, inexpensive health foods are to be manufactured for the benefit of the poor. The message God has given me is that his people in foreign lands are not to depend for their supply of health foods on the importation of health foods from America. The freight and the duty make the cost of these foods so high that the poor, who are just as precious in the sight of God as the wealthy, cannot have the advantage of them. In missionary fields, health foods are God's productions, and he will teach his people in missionary fields so to combine the productions of the earth that simple, inexpensive, wholesome foods will be provided. If they will seek wisdom from God, he will teach them how to plan and devise. I am instructed to say, forbid them not. When the message comes to those who have not heard the truth for this time, they see that a great reformation must take place in their diet. They see that they must put away flesh food, because it creates an appetite for liquor, and fills the system with disease. By meat eating, the physical, mental, and moral powers are weakened. Man is built up from that which he eats. Animal passions bear sway as the result of meat eating, tobacco using, and liquor drinking. The Lord will give his people wisdom to prepare from that which the earth yields, foods that will take the place of flesh meat. Simple combinations of nuts and grains and fruits, manufactured with taste and skill, will commend themselves to unbelievers. But as a usual thing, too many nuts are used in the combinations made. Written November 27, 1901.